And they partied for a fortnight up there in Newcastle 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. I was there at that game.
You were saying that, yeah. What a great grand final.
down a short side, Andrew Johns. Darren Albert back on the inside. Our next guest's not going to be happy because Manly were beaten. But what a classic grand final. Mm. And remember, Andrew Johns broke into the house of young rock star Daniel Johns into his bedroom through the window and just stood there singing, "Ooh, I'm a freak of nature."
He could do whatever he wants that night, couldn't he?
Oh, wow. As Matthew said, it is better than Lego. I'll tell you what, it's good to have, you know, we were talking earlier, and I don't know whether he heard it, but to win a grand final, it's just a dream. It is just a dream. This man has done it in 1973. Let's have a chat and see what Zorb thinks about the big day today. Hello, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Well, what a beautiful, perfect day for a grand final in the best city in the world.
Yeah.
That's magnificent. I must say, 7:15 kickoff, I'd much rather 3 to 4 o'clock or something. Let the game be played in daylight as our game was evolved all back all those years ago. But great occasion for all the players today. Yep, grand finals, something special. And, wow, how lucky was I to play in such a great side and such a great grand final. But you spoke about Andrew Johns a few moments ago. That 1997 grand final win against Manly, I was lucky enough to be on the Manly staff in those days, as I've been for a long time, and the medals remained in my office for the runner-up up until about 4 years ago when I threw them away because not one player wanted them. Yeah. I kept asking them. They said, shove them. Mm. And that's where they just got discarded. But Andrew Johns was told to go back onto the field. He was out of that game, if you remember. He took an injury in.
Yes.
There was a lot of controversy about him playing in that game. He was walking off, and Malcolm Reilly, the coach, told the assistant trainer to put the headphones on Andrew Johns, and he told him in no uncertain manner, in his Castleford accent, to get back onto the field. And in doing so, he killed off his former club where he won a premiership with back in 1972, the club's first ever. And, of course, in the one I played in 1973. So it was there was a lot of drama in that game, and it was a great finish. And well, Newcastle will never forget it. And the M1 was lined close to Newcastle with Newcastle fans. So fantastic memories for Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle will never forget it, and Manly's still trying to.
we won't forget it. Mm. We can't.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Pete, Jim mentioned earlier that was one of the great grand finals, 97, but he mentioned earlier that how jealous he was that he never got an opportunity to play in a grand final, and said, obviously, that you have, and you've played in a grand final winning team. And I think you've mentioned before, Zorb, over the period of time this season, that when you play in a grand final winning team, there's a special bond for life with those teammates.
No, oh, absolutely, Ray. You just don't forget, and it breaks my heart, and to think some of those mates of mine are no longer with us.
Yeah,
blokes like John O'Neill, you know, Ken Irvine, absolute
legends of the game. Yeah.
Legends of the game, and for me, John O'Neill was indestructible.
Yeah,
to think that I'm still here and he's not.
Mm. No, I can hear the emotion.
I mean, he would push you out of the way. Get him away, Zorba.
You can hear the emotion in your voice,
not
Pete.
Not in those words. They were pretty much stronger than that. And he'd push you out of the way to take a hit up. And he'd yell at the opposition that he was coming and if they were good enough to try and stop him. Mm. I mean, how does a man like that go early? But better memories about what we did together and what we achieved than those sad memories.
Understand.
But we'll see. You're right. To be part of a team... Mm. And to train for almost a year and to build up to that and to see the excitement it brings to the fans is unbelievable. And I witnessed it yesterday when I watched the scenes when in Melbourne, a team that hadn't won since 1982, Richmond, the Tigers, and to see that crowd and the adoration they had and the tears in the on the fans and absolutely the joy it brings them, it's made their life for a period of time.
Yeah. Yep,
absolutely.
And that's what sport can do.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, such a big part of their lives. We underestimate it at times. I'm just running through that Manly 1973 grand final side just quickly.
Team.
Edie, Irvine, Brannigan, Fulton, Max Brown, Ian Martin, Mays, Reilly, Randall, Peters, O'Neill, Freddie Jones, captain, and Bill Hamilton.
What a team. Oh. What a team.
What a spectacular
what a
team.
Yeah. Now listen, to play with them.
Dustin Martin did everything. We've got the Dally M winner, who is a potential premiership winner and Clive Churchill medal winner as well. Sentiment plays a part at times, Zorb.
Yeah, and how many times do we see a mirror effect in the different sports with the grand finals played the day after, and here we are, you know, just less than 24 hours after that game settled. And we saw, you know, the team that was tipped to win, you know, sort of fold under pressure. They were okay in the first quarter, but from then on, it was the game was owned by the team with momentum and passion and the crowd. Well, momentum is with Cowboys. Passion is with Cowboys. And the crowd is going to be with Cowboys today. I don't think they can win it, but I won't be surprised if they do. It's weird. I mean, if you look at, let's look at it down the middle with I mean, because that's the only way we can. The Storm finished first by a long way. Cowboys finished eighth. Hasn't been won from eighth.
No.
We've got the Storm. They, in the finals, they played at home. We spoke a month ago, more than a month ago, about how they'd be comfortable. They'd beaten Parramatta, but they weren't all that impressive. They beat Brisbane, but they only led 2-0 a few minutes before halftime, and Adam Carr scored, and they ran away with it 30-0. You know, if you had to mark them on the standard that they've set throughout the year, they did enough to win, but they're only 6 out of 10 performances.
Yeah.
But they've won 9 games going into the grand final. They've beaten the Cowboys 26-8 in Townsville and 23-22 at Amy Park this year. Now, the Cowboys, they scraped in. They were gone for all money. It was only late in the last game of the premiership that they snuck in. And they've beaten the Sharks, Parramatta and the Roosters, and you'd have to mark them at 8 out of 10. Hmm. But you'd have to say they've been gutsy and clinical, and they've got a 3-game winning streak going. Obviously, Melbourne are more due for a loss than they are. But then you go through the teams and you say, well, okay, who can be the potential Clive Churchill medal winner in both sides? And you go to the Storm and you say, realistically, Slater?
Yes.
Chambers? Munster, Kronk, Smith.
Yep.
Cowboys, realistically.
Two.
Morgan, Cooper, Tomalolo, and maybe Granville. Would we agree?
I think you're a stretch with Cooper.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Both coaches have won premierships in recent years. Every way I look at it, I think Melbourne will be too strong. I think their forwards are more powerful as a unit. Talmalolo's going to have to carry the Cowboys in that area, and he's got big shoulders, but I don't know if he's got big enough shoulders to do that. And I'm thinking the Melbourne Storm, my heart says I'd love to see the Cowboys do it, but this is a clinical football side who deserve to win.
Yeah.
And if they play to their potential today, they'll win by 13 or more.
The big three break up, the boy band. And that's significant in itself. We're just talking about Billy Slater, and Dave Riccio has written in the Sunday Telegraph today, expectation that he'll play on. So I think that might be the case.
Well, everyone's tipping that, but I don't know. What better way to go than in a grand final win? And maybe his mind will change if they win today. What a perfect way to go out for the former track jockey.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing. And, well, Cooper Cronk, let's talk about him for a moment. I've got nothing but admiration for this man. He's all class. His game today will reflect that. But we know that win, lose or draw, he will remain all class. And that's the thing about Cooper Cronk. He's something special. I think he's going to go into rugby league commentary and join his fiancée at Fox Sports. But you wouldn't know with Cooper because he looks like he's a coach in waiting, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the case. I mean, why wouldn't someone take him on
in
that capacity? I understand Melbourne would like him to. So it's going to be a fairy tale ending, one way or the other, for the Storm with their great players for the last time, or with the Cowboys completing a fantastic end of the season for them. We've heard and read a lot about the entertainment at today's grand final.
Yes,
plenty of pressure on Benjamin Hammond Haggerty. Now, I'm not one to talk, but I can see why he changed his name to Macklemore. I hate politics in sport, and the NRL are now in that arena, unfortunately, but I will watch and listen the same love with interest.
Fair enough. Hey, Zor, we better ask you for your tip. Obviously, you're going for Melbourne. How much do they win by, Zor?
I'm tipping them 13+.
13+, yeah. Okay.
13+, and I'm going to go for somebody different. I'm going to go for either Will Chambers or Cameron Munster as the man of the match. Mm-hmm. Chambers was their best player on the field in a beaten grand final side last year. He's a better player now. He's much more experienced, and he's a terrific centre three-quarter. And Cameron Munster. And boys, if we think the footy's over with a grand final, it's not. Boys will keep their boots going and polish them again because the World Cup's around the corner.
I know. I think we underestimate how exciting that World Cup's going to be. Cameron Munster is an $8 chance for the Clive Churchill medal, and Will Chambers is a $34 chance, and 13+ for the Melbourne Storm is paying $2.15. Good on you, Zorb. Enjoy the grand final, and we appreciate your great work over the course of the year, mate.
Yep.
Thanks, boys. I love doing it, and enjoy the big game today, and go Manly in the 20s against Parramatta.
Yeah. Good on you, Zorb. Best of luck, mate.
That's a big one. I think you'll be disappointed there, unfortunately, Zorb.
No, I won't.
Enjoy it, Pete.
Well, you're just happy they made it? What's going on there? Good on you, Zorb. I think Parramatta will win that. Tan will be happy.
And Penrith in the...
And I think Penrith will beat the Hunters. That'll be an unpopular win.
Yeah, because the Hunters...
Everyone wants the Hunters to win. Yeah. I'm not sure it's going to happen.